going to be live at the Cambridge Club Festival. It is Saturday afternoon. The sun has come out, and very appropriately, we have just seen a fantastic live performance from Heatwave. They are, of course, the disco-era funkiest dance groups. Big hits we all know and love. Boogie Nights, Gangsters of the Groove, Always and Forever. And I am joined backstage by the key guys of the group. I am saying a big hello to Gordon Hudson and Kevin Gents. A very good afternoon to you.
Oh, with a lead up like that, the chips in the post.
Well, we are local radio, so we are honoured to have global names on our turf. So a very warm welcome to Cambridgeshire. Obviously, COVID has had a real issue for people, but not just performers who might be singers so much on their own, but you are a band that needs to play together. There's loads of you. So what's it been like coming out on stage and actually being able to perform in front of a live audience again?
It's been it's been a release, really, or a relief, you know, because we've not been able to do what we do for 18 months.
Did you say a release?
A release, yeah, you know. Might be a new album one day.
Well, did I hear a slight exclusive there? You have one. No, okay. COVID has been a real issue for, you know, what is the performing arts, the live performing arts. And for some people, maybe it's creative freedom. You can do some writing, whatever it might be. But for a lot of people, it's, you know, ultimate frustration. You just cannot perform. So how have you managed to get through what is a really tough 18 months, given that you are one of the household names that we all know and love?
Well, you know, music is in our blood, really, you know, and when you have a history like we have, and people have known each other for as long as we have, you know, it doesn't matter how long you press the pause button in between. When it comes to it, we just release the pause button and just carry on where we left off, and that's the joy of knowing instinctively the people that you're working with. Helps rather than having to just starting from a fresh room, you know, with family.
Well, that was clear today. The audience absolutely loved it. Hands in the air all over the place. I mean, I guess this music now, you know, is over 40 years old, and the challenge is keeping it live and keeping it fresh, I suppose. But also, how do you get that balance between keeping to the original sound of the 1970s and early 80s, but also just allowing yourself your own sort of musical flair just to shine through? And that release you talked about.
That's a question. Well, you know, one of the things was Keith kind of guided us. Yeah, Keith Wilder guided us in what sounds he wanted to hear that were true. But he also allowed a lot of leeway in between, didn't ask correct with Keith Wilder. And, you know, just the Wilder family in general have been really behind just keeping it a band. It wasn't just about two singers up front. And, you know, they encouraged that expression from every band member to be themselves and interject on stage, just that bit of themselves into the sound, and that is what is sustained to this day.
Personal creativity. He endorsed that. So any of the band members that had any, he would always listen. He would always listen to the band members. But, you know, that's part of it.
Yeah, we had to say farewell to Keith Wilder in 2007, didn't we? But what's wonderful to hear, and I guess the reason for asking the question, is listening to that set, you can feel both sides of that. You can feel the original sound. I've closed my eyes and I can be very young in the 1970s. But also, actually, it was a very present sound, and you can see that connected with the piece.
Young Paul, by the way.
That's very good-ish, thank you. I look young for radio, which is very convenient. So,
no, trust me, he looks young. I want that cream.
It's my daily moisturising. I can't give it away, guys. I've got to say, obviously, this is great to be back on the road again. It looks like you've got loads of dates lined up and down the country and all over the place. So what's next?
Skegness. Oh, yeah,
Skegness. Next week, I think it is.
Yeah, we are in Skegness next week.
Brilliant. And if you want to be local to Cambridgeshire, we know you're at the Jazz Cafe in London on the 24th of September, which is just around the corner. Well, anyone that couldn't get along to the Cambridge Club this weekend, that is their next chance to come and see you live. It's only an hour away from us here in London. So I've got to say a massive thank you, Hudson, Gordon, Kevin. It's been an honour to talk to you, and good luck with the oncoming tour.
Thank you. Thank you.
been a pleasure. I'm sure the lyrics for a new song. It must be out there somewhere. And the sun is standing up. There must be something about